Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Please do be seated. I live in Westbury, and I have noticed lots of Christmas lights around us this year, coming up very early and more every day. It is really magical, although some of the fast flickering ones I do find rather shocking in the darkness. But it is certainly something to lighten our spirits in the long dark days. Of course, we've already tipped past the shortest day of the year, or is it the longest night of the year? Each day will now draw out by just a couple of minutes. By the end of February, it is by 3 minutes per day. But those small amounts all add up. In the meantime, we enjoy our artificial lights to help us keep the darkness at bay. Of course, we do have quite a few lights in here with our 11 Christmas trees all glowing. Aren't they beautiful? Light is so important at Christmas. In our gospel reading, we have reference to Jesus, his coming as the light that shines in the darkness, a light that no darkness can ever overcome. That is so very reassuring for us. This light of Jesus is shining all the time, though, throughout the year, in the light and in the darkness. And we remember and give thanks and wait for it afresh throughout this season of Advent and Christmas. We wait holding on to the fact that God, who created the world, all of us, all creation, that he comes down amongst us, is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us at Christmas, coming to us as a light no darkness can put out. In our reading from Isaiah, we hear of the messenger who brings this good news, that God is to come amongst us. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. And we are called to lift up our voices and sing of this great news, such as we are here this night. And we have been the past 4 weeks of Advent. Yes, across the benefice, we've had seven carol services and two crib services, as well as other services, gathering and singing out this great news. Emmanuel, God with us. The light of the world come down amongst us. So why is this light so important? What does this light mean? Well, that is a great question that our youngsters in our schools across the UK have been looking at this past school term. What does light symbolise to Christians? And we had a group come here to discuss this. And it was great with us having so many Christmas trees. It was a real delight. And we talked about light. How do the lights make us feel? And words like happy, hopeful, peace, love, calm, joyful were spoken about. And we closed our eyes and remembered the light was still there, even in the darkness. And that is why light is so important to Christians. What our twinkling Christmas tree lights symbolise in our houses, in our gardens, in our churches, as we gather through the season of Advent and Christmas. The light that was at the beginning of creation and decided to come down amongst us, Emmanuel, God with us. This light, no matter how small, because if we look at each light on the Christmas tree, they are tiny. They give us hope, peace, joy, calm, love. And if we look close, our eyes, we can see. Sorry, and even if we close our eyes, we know that the light is still there. In one of our carol services this season, we heard a great poem which speaks of this light coming down. And it's called A Christmas Poem, very apt, and it's written by John Bow some time ago in the 18th century. Light looked down and saw the darkness. I will go there, said Light. Peace looked down and saw war. I will go there, said Peace. Love looked down and saw hatred. I will go there, said Love. So he, the Lord of Light, the Prince of Peace, the King of Love, came down and crept in amongst us. Not all of our churches have 11 Christmas trees in them across the benefice. Not all of our houses and homes have Christmas tree lights in them. But the light is there. In the goodness of our actions, our kindness to others, we all become part of that light shining out. The love, the joy, the hope and peace. Each little bit adds up to become a stronger glow, because that light has crept down amongst us. And that is what being a Christian is about, sharing this good news, this light, and becoming part of it. This Christmas season, I wish you much happiness, peace, and joy as we rejoice that the Word became flesh and lived amongst us, the light that no darkness can ever put out. And each one of us, join in shining this light out into the darkness in all the goodness we do in our everyday life. Amen.